When the New York legislative session began earlier this year, there was great hope that lawmakers would pass significant ethics reform to address a wave of corruption at the Capitol. Governor Andrew Cuomo lobbied vigorously for a number of bills to address the issue. But when the session came to a close this weekend, only a few proposals passed. Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo and lawmakers did begin a process to rescind the pensions of legislators convicted of a felony. They will require more financial disclosure for lobbyists and political consultants and regulate independent expenditures allowed under the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United decision. The governor and legislative leaders skipped the traditional end-of-session news conference and announced the deal in a press release instead, avoiding any questions about the demise of the proposals to make bigger changes to address corruption. But minority party members were not hesitant to speak up. In the assembly, Republican Andrew Goodell from Jamestown says the new regulations of super PACs don't address the heart of what many believe to be the problem in state government: donors giving money to politicians and expecting favors in return.
Pay to play, you know, where a lobbyist is seeking our vote, or a contractor who has business with the state seeking our vote, not touched at all. And so while I appreciate the discussion about the need to limit big money from corporations, we are completely ignoring all the other corrupting funds that dwarf that money and come from other sources.
Meanwhile, government reform groups who seem to have little influence to change the system are now urging voters to not reward state politicians by reelecting them in November. While polls show that 97% of the public this session wanted ethics reform, around the same number, more than 90% of legislators are routinely reelected to their jobs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.